Jeremy Stoltz joins us, a reporter for the Chicago Bears. Jeremy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent, Jeremy. I guess, first of all, tell me, what do you think is the most glaring weakness at a position in the Bears organization right now?
I think you have to look in the secondary on defense, particularly at the safety position. Major Wright and Chris Conte were both major disappointments last year, so they're definitely going to want to upgrade that position. But you also look at cornerback Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, Kelvin Hayden, all on the wrong side of 30. So they're getting up in age at that position as well. So you can look at anywhere in the secondary for sure.
So would a guy like Clinton Dix, the safety out of Alabama, would he be a fit, do you think, for the Bears?
Absolutely. He's the considered the top-rated safety in this class. He does pretty much everything well, could solidify that back end, both in coverage and in run support. Tough player. You know, it gives the Bears the toughness that they didn't have last year at the safety position.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because the Bears, for a long time, that's kind of been their personality, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And you know, the loss of Urlacher maybe had a little bit to do with it last year, and a bunch of injuries as well. But, yeah, they were not the monsters of the midway last year, so much so that they ranked 32nd in the league against the run, and it was the first time in the 94-year history of the franchise they had been dead last in the league against the run. So, yeah, it was pretty ugly last year.
We talked off the start. It's obvious the position the Bears need to upgrade. What's the position they don't need to waste a first-round pick on?
Well, I think offensive line is pretty solid. They have a couple of Pro Bowlers there in Jermon Bushrod and the rookie Kyle Long. And they also had Jordan Mills, who was a fifth-round surprise last year, who played very well, some veteran leadership in Garza and Matt Slauson. So I definitely don't think that you want to waste that 14th overall pick, which should be the type of player who can come in and play right away. You know, that wouldn't happen if you chose an offensive lineman.
Looking at the Bears, you know, their last four first-round picks have all been in the trenches, either offensive lineman or defensive lineman. What about the D-line then? I know, you know, of course they took McLennan a few years ago. Other than that, their last first-round picks have all been offensive linemen, which is why I said they don't need one. But are they a team that still believes you build in the trenches? And if so, who are any D-linemen you feel would be fits that they're looking at?
Well, I definitely think it all starts up front, and especially with the Bears, it's kind of how it's always been. They lost Henry Melton, so there goes one of the, you know, a Pro Bowl defensive tackle right there. They gave a lot of money to Lamar Houston, to Jared Allen, to Willie Young. So they threw some bodies at the position, but I still think that they're in need of that impact player, particularly at defensive tackle, and a player who might be able to fill that need is Pittsburgh's Aaron Donald, one of the strongest, quickest defensive linemen in this draft class, who would really give him that three technique defensive tackle and replace Henry Melton.
And likely he would fit into Marinelli's. Don't you think? Now, I know Marinelli's in Dallas, and there's a lot of talk that he's going to go there. And so do you ever hear at all strategy when they look to say, well, you make a pick because we know he really, really helps us, but it also screws one of our biggest opposition?
Yeah, you know, I think that maybe that in the back of your mind they might have that be thinking of that. But I think, honestly, in the first round, you want to find that best player available. And I think that the Bears would definitely they would run to the podium if Aaron Donald were there and he, you know, his ability to fill a major need for them.
If Clinton Dix is gone, who do you feel is the next best fit as far as a secondary or corner guy?
Well, one of my favorite players is Darquez Dennard, for the Michigan State cornerback. I think he has the potential to be that shutdown, lockdown cornerback that would eventually be able to replace Charles Tillman. I mean, the Bears play in the division where they face Calvin Johnson and Aaron Rodgers twice each season. You have to have a cornerback who can get in a receiver's face and lock down that number one guy, or otherwise those offenses are going to pick you apart. And I think Dennard has that. This skill set to be able to come in and eventually replace Charles Tillman out wide.
And what's your thoughts on the Bears' offense going into next season?
Well, the Bears returned all 11 starters from a top-10 offense last year, and that was just in Mark Trestman's first year. So you have to assume that they're going to take another step forward next year. They were the fifth-ranked passing offense, and you would only think that they'll get better in that area, especially now that Alshon Jeffery has developed into a Pro Bowl receiver to go along alongside Brandon Marshall, and if they happen to add one more piece of the puzzle in the draft, and you know, it could really get out of control, and they could become one of the better offenses in the league.
Any chance the Bears move their first round pick?
I think GM Phil Emery would love to trade back. This is one of the deepest drafts in a long time. They say that, you know, if you can get a first round pick, it's akin to getting a top 10 pick in some of the other drafts. So yes, if he can move back maybe 5-10 spots and pick up an extra second, third, or fourth, stock up on picks, middle round picks, he would do that in a heartbeat.
And because you know what, I know you follow the draft. Who do you see as the best fit for Manziel, and do you think he's an NFL quarterback?
Yes, I do think he's an NFL quarterback. I think he's a different type of NFL quarterback. He's not going to be your typical pocket passer, but I do think that he has the accuracy to stand in the pocket and deliver the football. A team that, you know, could use that type of player and, you know, that actually has some weapons for him might be the Oakland Raiders. You know, him going in there and filling the stadium, so to speak, in Oakland. I think that might be a good spot for him. And I would also say maybe the Minnesota Vikings could use Johnny Manziel on their team as well.
Jeremy, we really appreciate the quick rundown. Enjoy draft week. It does last long.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thanks for having me.